Hello, and welcome to this special update edition of Food Waste Matters, brought to you by Honey and Fox and Fight Food Waste Limited. I'm Andrew Robertson, and joining me today, as always, is CEO of Fight Food Waste Limited, Steve Lappage. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Thanks, Andrew. And yourself?
I'm good. Well, why don't you give our subscribers a bit of a rundown of what's been happening over the last few months?
Me too, Andrew. We've got some really exciting announcements today, so I'll get on with it. So the first is, since I last presented an update in mid-September, the Australian government announced that the creation or the funding of a nationwide consumer behaviour change campaign that was announced on the Grants Hub website. So $10 million we've been awarded to develop a nationwide campaign all around raising the awareness of food waste. And so the project will establish the campaign to help Australia households reduce their amount of food that they waste, and will utilise a range of communication mediums and partners to maximise the reach and impact of its messages, interventions and activities. And this will continue. This will contribute to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and help to combat climate change. So this is a really big announcement for us. It's been some time in the making, and the great thing is that we've done a wealth of research over the last 4 years within the Fight Food Waste Cooperative Research Centre, which contributes to this campaign. And we're now in the process of really designing that campaign and planning ahead. So very exciting time. The second announcement is around our participant and partner survey. We undertook that in September, October this year. We undertake it every year around that same time, and we've used pretty much the same questions from our first year. And this year we had our best results in the last 4 years. And so for an organisation that continues to grow and expand, this was a really great indication that we're doing a lot of right things. And we had over 90% of our participants say they are proud to be part of Fight Food Waste Limited, and over 90% as well recommending involvement to their peers. So that's a great result. But we also need to improve some areas, and application project process in the CRC, contracting process, we know we need to work on. So thank you for that feedback as well. The third announcement is around our annual report, just recently completed, hot off the press, and that's now available on our Fight Food Waste CRC website on the homepage. And so please go to that, download the report. It's a nice short annual report, but it does cover all our different activities as well as some of our future plans, which there'll be some exciting announcements on in the not too distant future. The fourth area is around our annual conference, which is only 2 weeks away now. It will be held at KPMG in Sydney. I think I may have actually said Melbourne on my last update, so apologies for that. Definitely in Sydney, November 22 and 23. And the annual conference, which is really looking at what we've achieved over our first 5 years, and in particular the last 12 months. But the on the afternoon of the second day, we have our annual participants meeting, where we will have a launch of our new brand and one organisation logo. And we will have our annual general meeting where there'll be director elections as well. So we do encourage everyone to stay on for that. Normally when people hear the words or the letters, see the letters AGM, they run the other way. But we're really keen for everyone to hang around for the afternoon on the Thursday to make sure that they can be part of our big announcement. And the last area that I'll touch on today was at the last update I provided, I mentioned that I was heading to Rome to visit the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, for the International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste, and went ahead and went very well, and really pleased to report that what came out of that is that I've been appointed to a group called Champions 12.3, which is a global coalition of CEOs and presidents of ministers, CEOs of some of the biggest food companies in the world are all working to achieve that target of halving food waste by 2030. Champions 12.3 is a group that we've looked up to for many years now. It's been in operation for about 8 years as some of the absolute leaders in this field, and it's a real honour to join their ranks, and I'll be involved in the numerous meetings they have throughout the year around just how we are tracking against that target of halving food waste by 2030. I'm looking at global initiatives that can be developed. So hopefully that provides a bit of an update of what's happened over the last 2 months since I gave the last CEO update. And I will provide another one in early December after our annual conference, just regarding some of the initiatives that we'll be announcing at the annual conference.
Well, no surprises that there's a full agenda over there at Fight Food Waste Limited. Thanks for that update, Steve, and congratulations on your appointment to the Champions 12.3 group. Very well deserved. Also, congratulations on securing that significant funding for the new campaign. I'm sure everybody's excited to see how all that turns out. We're also excited to hear from you again next month, which is a bit sooner than usual, but lots on the agenda, as I said. So looking forward to hearing from you in December.
Very welcome, Andrew, and I look forward to talking to you next month.
To all our subscribers, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again soon. Until then, keep up the fight.